This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Kicking off with Childish Gambino, that is Redbone from his brand new album, which we've been just been discussing, is about his new baby and wife. How does that make you feel, Nat?
I don't want to talk about it. I can't talk about it.
Fair enough.
It's upsetting.
Fair enough. But I'm sure he's very happy. Does that make you happy?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it is good as well. It's really good.
What, the fact that he's married with a wife?
No, that's terrible. That's awful. That is heartbreaking. But he is making some good music, so
I mean, he's making music, which he hasn't done for a long time.
He's inspired by something, I guess.
Yeah, he's gone the Frank Ocean vibe with this one. We've got a huge amount of, like an absurd amount of guests today. I mean, you are literally going to be off your socks with guests.
I like that, off your socks.
Don't know what that means, but it means something to me.
It's good.
In a second, we're going to play the pre-record I did with Palace last night, just before their sold-out performance at Electric Brixton, which was fantastic. Mm. Tom Grennan is going to be on the phone. He has just done a track with Chase and Status, which is really good. And he played at the Mobos with them. Mm. Also, he's doing very well. He's released his new EP. Maxi Jazz from Faithless is going to be on the phone.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited about that as well. Thos is in the studio. Maria Dahlstrom is also coming in, and we have Billy from Arcaves coming a little bit later as well. Also after parades, that was a slip of the tongue there. James Thompson's band just creeping into my mind. I wonder if he's listening. If he is, that'd be very, very weird. Palace, after the Palace interview, we're going to be doing a bit of music news and reviews.
Music news and reviews.
There he is. Lovely chubbly. So before that, this next girl who I'm going to play was suggested to be by Samantha Lowe. So big up Samantha Lowe for this suggestion. Jessie Reyez is the next big thing according to the music industry right now. She's only got one song out. She's unsigned.
Oh.
And she's fucking good at singing.
Good.
And making music. So this is her new single, or new single, her only single.
Yeah.
This is the only thing that is available. You can get it on Spotify and all the other places that you get music. This is Jessie Reyez, Figures.
Figures. I gave you ride or die and you gave me games. Love. Figures. Crying, 'cause you just won't change. Love, figures. I gave it all and you gave me shit. Love, figures. I wish I could do exactly what you did. I wish I could hurt you back. Love, what would you do if you could? burgers.
Presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
I'm in a bit of a crossroads with this one because neighbours upstairs, very, very loud sex, and I've also got a few other notes that I've just found online from people that have gone through similar situations.
Okay.
Here's one that I found from someone who was in flats and their neighbours were having really, really loud sex, so they sent them a note drawing a dinosaur, and the note said, safe sex Trex says... T-Rex. Safe sex T-Rex says...
The man said safe sex Trex.
Safe sex Trex. Focus, Michael Payne! Focus! Focus on the job at hand!
Every Friday,
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
You were always one for doubting. Said it's your form of believing. How you head out on the highway. Amen. Amen. Keeping every lock broken in case I ever come home. Amen.
are live backstage at Brixton Electric with Matt and Leo of Palace. How are you feeling, boys?
Pretty damn good right now. Very excited.
Very excited.
So tonight you are playing a headline slot sold out at Brixton Electric. Are you feeling the nerves?
There's a very small rumbling of something in the stomach, but I think it's good. It's good nerves, good nerves. You need to have a little bit of something there. You need to feel nervous, otherwise something's wrong.
Are you guys doing any sort of behind-the-scenes prep for tonight? Other than eating a charcuterie board?
Eating way too many carrots and, like, pacing around.
Just keeping
and
it super rock star with
like,
the carrots.
Yeah, we're pretty rock and roll. There's some hummus and ham and Doritos.
So. Ham.
That's pretty much it.
We're going to talk a bit about your current single, It's Over. Because, Leo, you wrote this, didn't you?
Yeah, I came up with the kind of basic idea and the lyrics and stuff. Yeah.
And I read that you wrote it and then the sort of thing that the song was about sort of came true.
No, that actually that was a different one. But that one, so It's Over was about my mum and dad, got kind of the separation of that. And then also about kind of, actually, do you know what? I'm going completely mad. The second verse kind of is the prediction part. It's about kind of like a relationship, like falling apart.
Thank God that makes
you
me
nailed
a lot
it.
Better.
You caught me out.
I was panicking there.
No, it is kind of about that. It's about like a kind of, like a relationship kind of crumbling and falling apart, which kind of did happen weirdly, like not that long after that. So singing it's always quite a weird one.
And So Long Forever, the album, which is out now, it's all sort of personal stories from you guys, right? And things that have happened to you or things that you could, like, between you, things that have sort of been experienced in the band, right?
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a combo of, I mean, this kind of theme of the album is quite sort of, the majority of it is quite sort of downbeat and sort of like melancholic. It's sort of, there's one of the recurring themes is like loss, and but there are some upbeat moments as well. I think the song Live Well's got a kind of positive note to it, but it's all based on personal experiences. That's true.
And how do you feel performing this live? Obviously it's slightly different for you as the lead singer, but you know, you're drumming at the back. That's a physical thing. In case you didn't know, drumming is physical.
That's 100% true.
But do you feel like you get your emotions out with those drumsticks?
Yeah, definitely. It's getting into different songs, kind of getting the mindset just before you're about to play, and it does make a difference actually. Kind of get in the zone as to what the song's about, and it does actually really help. It makes a difference to the way you play.
So we can see how you're feeling from your drumming.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Leo? How does it sort of affect your performance? Feeling those emotions into the music.
I think it's important to kind of feel what the song's about and what's going on, but it's not something I necessarily think about. But you know, just through the words, you definitely, you know, it gives you a certain kind of feeling and gives the song a certain kind of drive and emotion. And yeah, it's hard to sing them without kind of feeling something, you know, so there's always something kind of there.
For your fans who haven't listened yet, what's wrong with you? But what would you say they can expect from So Long Forever?
I think probably an album that kind of takes you on like a bit of a journey. It's full of lots of different kind of dynamics and emotions, and we really wanted to kind of create an album that really kind of takes you kind of up and down, and not something that's kind of monotone and one kind of level. So hopefully that's what it does, and actually just we really want people to kind of connect with it in some way, and you know, whatever song it is, if it's something in their lives that they can kind of relate to, that's amazing. And when people kind of come up to you after the gig and say, this got me through something because I was going through a similar thing, that's like amazing. We had that last night in Bristol actually. This girl said she'd been through a very similar thing to one of the songs, and it got her through this like very rough patch, and that's like mad, you know, that you're through music you can kind of affect someone in that way. So that's always amazing.
I guess it's the most important thing that you hear that as well. I mean, other than people singing back your lyrics to you, like the next level is when they're like, are you emotionally sort of connected with that person?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've actually had we've had one step further than that on tour a couple of times, have people crying like in tears at the front, which is quite intense but really sweet.
Like, but were you like secretly enjoying it in a really weird sadistic way?
Well, I mean, we've had it before. we've had it before, so it's like,
It's definitely better than laughing. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, just standing
at the front laughing.
Yeah, it'd be better just someone's pointing and
just
laughing.
Just singing a really sad song while everyone's laughing.
But it is quite, it's still quite an intense thing, just seeing someone burst into tears.
Yeah. Also but. Pretty like emotionally draining for you guys to know that that's
sort of cool.
Like, what have we done to you? like, literally, what we've done to the people in the crowd, they're just like falling apart and, you know, I don't know, it makes you feel quite weird. You want to like jump in or like chuck them a handkerchief or something like that.
Also, we've only briefly touched on this, but you sold out tonight and you're in London. That's a big deal actually for any band or any performer, because London is obviously, it's a hard place to sort of, well, it's obviously huge and it's got a big musical sort of throb to it. That's a really odd word.
Good word. Very good word. Quite sexual.
I haven't used the word throb in years.
Throbbing culture.
But, you know, with that throbbing culture, you know, it must be quite exciting to sell it out and know that, you know, you've got all your fans coming down from London.
It's insane. It's like, I mean, when we put it on sale, you know, you do have a kind of sense of nerves, like, if you are going to sell it out, and so far every London show we've sold out, so we want to keep that momentum going, and we sold it out like 2 or 3 weeks in advance, and there's still people just trying.
A guy asked me for a ticket outside.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, no, bitch, I'm going in.
You should have tried to sneak him in your camera case.
Yeah, I didn't like him that much. No, I'm joking. I'm sure you're a very nice person if you're watching.
No, it's amazing. It really is just incredible. Like the demand for just to come and see us play, it kind of blows your mind.
And you're sort of like part way through, you've done Brighton and Bristol, right?
Yeah.
Of your UK leg of your headline tour. How are things going in terms of the band? I know you're only, this is your third date, so I'm sure like you haven't had huge fights yet, but how's the sort of tour ethos going though thus far?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's all right. I mean, I wish I had something really ridiculous story to tell you, like we'd all had, you know, massive fights, but we've known each other a really long time, so
wait for after tonight.
Really well, so yeah, wait till after tonight. Exactly. I've said that now, but I bet tomorrow something's gonna happen, something's gonna go down,
it's a
tonight.
Massive ruckus,
it's all gonna be your fault as well.
Palace, yeah. Fight to the death,
planting in our heads. No, it's okay. I mean, we've had 2 weeks in Europe before this, so you know, we're into it now.
Who's got the worst habits in the band, the tour habits.
Who's got the worst habits?
There's a lot of snoring and problems with sharing rooms. Like, pretty much
snoring is the worst.
Pretty much, he's the only person who doesn't snore. So that it's like so becomes
fucked,
very
basically.
Political. Like, who shares with who? Our tour manager snores like a train, and Rupert's a very big snorer. I snore, so that's always pretty bad. It's pretty shit for you, really. You're the one who suffers the most.
How much sleep have you got on this tour?
25 minutes.
No, it's been all right. I've got this new technique where I do earplugs and then rammed in really far,
yeah,
and then headphones on top,
and then you repeatedly hit the person in the head if they make any noise.
So actually, I've got it down. So it's all right.
That's pretty chill for the worst habit, because I've heard some pretty bad shit coming out of tour stories.
We're all right. We're okay.
There probably is something, but
you guys all seem pretty nice, though.
Say.
So,
because yeah.
Obviously we met at Reading.
Yeah.
And which you guys had a great time performing at, right?
Yeah, we did. It was awesome.
You've had a pretty mental year, to be fair.
Yeah,
because you've gone straight from festivals into tour.
It's been pretty cool. Yeah, we finished recording the album in April, and then it's been festivals over the summer, and then yeah, straight into tours.
Which for the album to be out that quickly is quite amazing, because you know it does take a while to do production and stuff, so it's quite exciting that you've got it out and you're doing the tour and you're sort of playing it out.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a dream, really. I mean, it seems like yesterday we were in the studio all trying to throttle each other, like working out where
okay so
going
you do
next.
Tend to try and throttle each other at
oh
some
yeah
point.
I mean, in recording the album was a different story, because that was just, you know, there were times when we were banging our head against the wall just not getting something, and that was a real test of our true friendship. Yeah, that was interesting.
What's the best thing about touring that isn't the charcuterie board that you get?
Probably I think just getting to go to amazing cities and you know, go to so many kind of beautiful places with your friends, and we have so many moments where we're just like out to like 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, and it's just the four of us. I know, pretty bad boys. But we just, you know, if the four of us together, and we had it the other day in Vienna, we were like walking over a bridge or something in Zurich, and we just like fuck, this is amazing, you know, that we get to do this as our job and we get to go to so many places we wouldn't maybe go to. And yeah, that's got to be the best thing. And like doing it with your mates, you know, it's just like, it's amazing.
But for your fans to hear that as well, I think it's amazing for them to hear that you guys actually are still having that feeling of like, fuck, we're actually doing this, we're actually here.
Yeah,
still being able to do what we love.
I mean, we have it every day, really. Every day on tour, you just, it's the best. Even, you know, it's not as glamorous as people think it is. You have to load in and carry in the stuff and you're tired, but all the fun stuff kind of outweighs all the crap stuff.
Shit.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, we got to go to New York
the other
day.
And the carrot batons and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You can't beat that. Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's awesome.
Where are the best carrot batons that you've had so far?
Best? I think we only get them in the UK.
Oh, man.
To get them in the UK. It's quite a UK thing on our rider.
Well, there you go. Usually, we're the laziest city in the world where we feel we need to cut and serve carrots.
Europe, we usually get some sort of weird...
Please do, Leo.
You know, snap it.
That's an example of a carrot baton for those watching.
Did you hear that?
That was an example of a crisp carrot baton.
That is crisp.
That's a fresh one, though.
Oh, yeah.
To be fair.
No, I'm right.
Now, last time we met, I can't remember if we played my game, Desert Island Dicks.
No.
Okay, no, this is a good game. You're going to have to answer on behalf of the band.
Okay.
Okay, so, and just for those of you watching, Leo's eating a carrot stick. He's not got something wrong with his mouth.
He's already started playing.
He's not gurning, he's just eating a carrot stick. So, in my game, it's called Desert Island Dicks, and I send you to a desert island on your own, but you can be together because you're a band, so that's how it works. Bands are really lucky in this game. But I'm sticking you there with one god-awful song that you can't imagine being stuck on a desert island with.
Yeah, I think we did.
Well, you're going to have to play it again.
We'll do it again.
So, Palace, what is your desert island dick?
Are we allowed to confer?
Oh, please do.
Okay.
Right.
I know. What would you say?
Whisper it in his ear, because otherwise, because if he disagrees, it'll be awkward. Shh, don't listen. They're conferring.
Oh, actually, I've got one more.
It's pretty bad, that one you just said. I love how he's not whispering. He's just talking in a normal voice whilst talking into his ear. Okay, boys, your time's up. Your time's up.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Okay, this is, I mean... it's,
Palace's Desert Island Dick, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, no, let's go with it. Aqua... Dr. Jones.
Oh, that's a
but
tune.
At the same time, I bought the single of Barbie Girl when I was
Babe,
like
Babe, talk
six.
To me. I bought the album.
Yeah, classic. Apparently they're making a comeback.
Bangers.
Yeah.
Straight bangers. But imagine Dr. Jones, oh. Calling Dr. Jones
with
on
the
that
guy with
island.
The deep voice. Wake up now.
Please do it.
I feel like as a band, you'd end up like recreating the video for that, probably.
Oh, my God. Rupert can be that guy, the deep voice dude.
The really hench, bald guy. He was incredible.
Yeah.
Boys, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
For taking the time to have a chat with us before your gig at Electric Brixton. It's been a total pleasure yet again. Good luck tonight. And also, we hope to see you on the other side of the tour.
Definitely. We'll be there, wherever that may be.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So make sure you go and get So Long Forever, because it's out now. And these boys are fantastic. Check out all their music online. We'll catch you later. Also, before we go, can you just introduce your single for us? It's Over, it's called.
That's
just
the one.
That's the one we're
playing. This is our a new single, and it's called It's Over. Hope you enjoy it.
Safe to say the love is over. True, I know that life goes on and on. The more I've seen my foundations bleeding, the weaker I am from my roots to my heart. It's over, it's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. It's over, it's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. that's all I need. You are the air that I breathe. I am the bullet, you are the gun. We are the moon above the sun. If we be together, then you'll take my name. If we be forever, then I'll take the blame. I am my father's son, right to my bones. From my mother's eyes and the blue stones. It's all there, it's all there, it's all there.
Tom Grennan on the phone, who's just released his debut EP, Something in the Water. How's it going, Tom?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. I saw your performance at the Mobos with Chase and Status. It was sick.
It was mad, yeah. The gold glitter popped off in my ear. I wasn't expecting it, so...
Oh, no!
It nearly made me deaf. Yeah, I wasn't expecting... They didn't tell me it was going off. So I nearly... My head nearly got blown off when it popped off.
But now
the Mobos are sick.
Are you safe and your ears are okay?
I'm safe and well, yeah.
Were you removing glitter from your body for like 4 weeks afterwards?
100%. Every time I get in the shower, I'd find a new bit of glitter.
Just in every sort of aspect of your body?
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. It was like just bringing me back to that glitter moment.
Yeah. It must have been pretty exciting to sort of take to the stage with those guys for the Mobos as well.
Yeah, just every time I get on stage with them, it's an exciting time, and it always just brings you back when I was used to listening to them when I was in school.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, what's going on here? I'm on stage with them now.
How did that collab come about? Because it's the track All Goes Wrong. So how did you guys get together on it?
I was just about to sign my deal, and my publisher publishes them as well, and then sent in a song of mine to them, and they were like, we love his voice, we want to work with him. So we went in, and then just worked, All Goes Wrong.
Wow.
And yeah, that's how it came about, really.
That's a pretty tasty start to the next few months of your career, right?
It was very, very, very tasty. It was cool.
And I saw today. I saw today that you've been added to MTV UK's brand new list as well. What an accolade!
Yeah. What a madness! What a madness!
Things are just going from strength to strength for you, and not surprising. Something in the Water is epic, and for a debut EP, it's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Do you feel sort of relieved now that you've got your first EP out?
Yeah, I was shitting myself at first, and because obviously it's like putting a baby, it's like putting your baby out there to the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
But as soon as I put it out, the feedback I was getting was unbelievable, and the feedback I'm still getting from it is unbelievable. So yeah, I'm proud of it.
You're heading out on tour in February around the UK.
I am.
You've already sold out Bush Hall in London. Wow.
Bush Hall's sold out. Yeah, it's mad.
That's pretty far ahead to sell out, man.
Yeah, I was amazed with that as well. I didn't think that'd sell out at all.
That must be a good feeling.
It's an amazing feeling, considering I've only done one show in London as well, and to sell Bush Hall out, and it's a pretty big venue, isn't it? So, it's a good feeling, I'm excited for the show as well.
Do you feel extra special performing in London? As compared to other places?
Yeah, I think London will be a special moment, 100%. But yeah, I'd say probably, yeah.
Are you excited to actually get out on tour as well?
100%. Never been on a tour, and I haven't really played anywhere else really, apart from like with Chosen Status.
And, yeah.
And I've been on tour with Reverend and the Makers as well. So I played like a few shows here and there, but my own tour in all different parts of the UK will be good. It'll be nice. It'll be, yeah.
Are you nervous?
See stuff that I haven't seen before. Am I nervous? Not really. I am nervous in the sense of like people show up, but for the actual shows, nah, not really. Because I love doing it.
I think you know they are going to turn up because you've already sold out. Like, you've already sold out London, which is massive. It must be so exciting. We're absolutely loving it from here, and we're going to be playing your tracks from the EP across all the way up until Christmas and beyond. We can't wait to hear more. What is up next for Tom Grennan?
Big things, big tunes. Yeah, we've been in the studio recording a few tracks that might be, well, hopefully going on the next EP, and they're sounding big, so
nice. So you're already back in the studio?
Already back in the studio, just penciling stuff down and just trying to figure out what will work best for the next EP.
Nice. And so you've obviously already collabed with Chasing Status, but other than them, who would be your ideal collaboration partner for another track? Maybe we can hit someone up while we're live on air.
I'd probably say Adele, innit?
Oh, I'm wow, that would be sick. You've got to go big.
Of course, innit? Of course. I'd definitely say Adele.
So the 2017 is the year of Adele and Tom Grennan, yeah?
Imagine. That'd be wicked. Shouts out to Adele. Bring me in, Adele.
Big up, Adele. If you're listening, you need to get this boy in the studio with you. Also, if that happens, I'm taking all the rights for that. Not the song, obviously, but the fact that it happened.
Yeah, cool. I'll be like, right, you. If that happens, you got to get it tattooed.
Yeah.
Tom Grennan and Adele, 2017.
I definitely will.
Big up. Yeah? All right, sweet.
Maybe not the big up bit, because that might be too long on my arm.
Yeah.
I play a little game on my show, Tom, which is called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, I send you to a desert island and I make you pick the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck on that desert island with. So,
right.
Tom Grennan, could you please let me know what your desert island dick would be?
Mine would probably be... I don't actually know the name of the song, but I know it's from... Sigma and Gary Barlow. However, I do love Sigma and I do love Gary Barlow, but that tune for me, I just wouldn't be able to deal with it.
You know what? A lot of people's desert island dicks are not necessarily from artists they don't like. They're just those annoying songs you can't get out of your head. Oh, it's called Cry.
That's the one, yeah.
That's a good choice, I think. Tom Grennan's Desert Island Dick there is Cry, Sigma featuring Take That. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us, Tom. It's been
nice
wicked to speak to you.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you come in the studio. So next time you're back, please do come and join us.
100%.
Everybody needs to go and buy something in the water right now and catch Tom on his headline tour next February. Cheers, Tom. Have a great day.
Nice one. Big up.
We're going to play Something in the Water now.
There's something in the water calling my name. Too deep to hear, no, I didn't know the message you sent. Well, it ain't clear, cause I've fallen in love. Now I'm holding on to my past. My mother said you're growing up fast, though time is gone with a blink. It's time to think and put your worries aside. Today is just a day and tomorrow never dies, so never not live on the regret. And take every moment you get done. Actions be loud.
if your words cannot be heard. Well, there's something in the world calling my name. Too deep to hear, no, I didn't know the message you sent. Well, it ain't clear, cause I fall under love. Yes, I fall under love again. Up with you, with you, with you, with you, with you, not with you. Now I'm wondering, why am I forcing clear? Am I hiding behind a crystal tear? And will the time stop, or will the dime drop, or will my footprint make the mark? Will I can see the light now as I'm stepping out the door? Well, there's something in the water calling my name. Too deep to hear. Well, it ain't clear, cause I fall under love. There's something in the water, water, water. Too deep to hear, no, I did not. The message you sent, well, it ain't clear, cause I fall.
Radio presents
Background Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
The brand new Pirates of the Caribbean trailer has been dropped. Johnny Depp is back.
Great.
And he's also got the baddie in Skyfall,
Javier Bardem.
Javier.
Like, you're not hearing this, Javier. Yeah, Javier Bardem.
And Johnny Depp has been quoted to say he will continue making pirate films until the kids say stop. So
Johnny?
Stop, bro.
The kids say stop.
Stop, bro.
Let's just do this one. It's out. It's filmed now. It's there. We love you to bits, Jonathan.
But,
let's hold off on any of, like, six and seven.
The dog is dead, guys. The dog is dead.
Every Friday.
Background Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Lay
Let's ride the elevator. It's what we've been waiting for. Can't keep us out no more. Penthouse floor.
I heard this old joke once. It was like, knock, knock, who there? It's us. Us who? Just us. Who this? Just playing. Just me. New phone. New hair. New era. I'm in the penthouse, baby. Handpicked from bad apples and bad eggs. Hell bag, I had to grab crab legs. And then there were only but a few conversations, held with patience. What a party, what a view, what a dress, what a song, what a beautiful time. My folks downstairs still waiting in line. They never been in these rooms, never stayed with these folks. Never laughed at the news, never hated these jokes. So as I fly in my suit, in a group, undercover, forcing a new smile, he tells me another. He said, what happened to the boy that climbed up the trunk? Then he pushed me off the top and said, jump, nigga, jump.
Ooh, don't bring me down. I need a room up in the clouds. I wanna get there, babe. I wanna elevate. Ooh, my favorite mix. A little ignorance and bliss. In the penthouse, babe. Go to the penthouse.
Go to the penthouse floor.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah. Go to the penthouse floor.
Let's go, let's go.
Oh, let's go. Let's ride the elevator. It's what we've been waiting for. We'll tear down the penthouse doors. Those penthouse doors. We'll tear down the penthouse doors. Baby, all in the penthouse floor. Baby, let's ride the elevator till we can ride some more. Go to the penthouse floor.
John Legend, Chance the Rapper, Penthouse Floor. I've got Thos in the studio. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
You've just arrived and you're about to sing for us.
I know, straight into it.
Yep. Straight into the song. Mm-hmm. What are you going to sing, first of all?
I'm going to sing my new song, Submarine.
Oh, no, you're not. You're singing Keep Going.
I'm going to sing Keep Going.
Actually, which one do you want to sing?
Let's do that one then.
Keep Going, and then we're going to play, because we want to play the special, because it's just been released,
isn't
it? It
is special, you're right. Yeah, we'll do that.
But next time you can come in and play Submarine live.
Deal, deal, okay.
Back to back. Wicked. This is Thos, Keep Going.
The back of our picture, circa 16, with a blur in my eye. About the views where you capture those feelings, nursing the bruise till it doubles in size. I miss the lonely nights, and I miss the lonely nights. If you see me, keep going. If you see me, keep going. Yeah, I know it isn't easy. Even the birds are in permanent sight. Haven't you seen everybody going nowhere? Living the dream, we're suburban, all right. And I miss the lonely night. I miss the lonely nights. If you see me, keep
if you see me keep going. 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 If you see me keep going.
Woo, woo, woo. Yes!
Thank you.
I love it when people perform live. Thos, that was incredible, and it was called Keep Going. Absolutely sick tune. Also, thanks. I'm amazed that in that moment, because I basically had Thos outside confusing the shit out of him, because I was like, which song do you want to play? And then he had no idea, and then I just basically sprung it on him last second, and he managed to just perform it like that. Pretty big time, mate.
Yeah.
New single Submarine is out now. It's your first track since your debut EP.
It is, yeah.
Tell me a bit about it.
So Submarine, yeah, it's my new song, came out last Friday. The gist of it is it's about manipulation and the kind of manipulation that people experience sometimes in relationships. Not, it didn't happen to me, happened to a friend of mine, so I took inspiration from that. And yeah, it was one of those weird songs that sort of just sprung on me when I was sitting in my car and it came into my head and I literally just had to get in and figure it out.
Did you like run, like drive home to write it down, or did you have to write it down then and there?
I mean, I use my voice notes on my phone.
Oh, see, this is the future, yeah. Isn't it?
So,
the future of music.
I was able to get a little bit down in the car.
And do you feel like this track is like a progression? Is it different from the tracks on Benchwarmer?
I definitely think it's different to the tracks on Benchwarmer. I wouldn't say it's the direction I'm actually going in.
Yeah.
It's actually quite an old song I've had for a long time, but still one that I wanted to share.
Yeah. 100%. And you're going to be headlining the Old Blue Last coming up in December 14th. How are you feeling about that?
Very excited.
It must be really exciting because it's a wicked and also very well-renowned venue.
Yeah, it's great. I played there a few years ago, actually, supporting, but yeah, it'll be great to be back there headlining.
Oh, see, that's the thing. When it changes from support to headline, it's quite a big... Mm. What's your favourite thing about performing live?
I love the audience interaction and the spontaneity that you get with that. That's good fun.
And what kind of thing, for those listening who haven't been to see you live, what could they expect from your show at the Old Blue Last?
It's quite big. It's quite loud. There's lots of harmonies and...
Have you got a full band there with you?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a lot of like banging and crashing, but
banging,
in a good way.
There's crashing, yeah.
Fantastic. And what's up next for you? You say this is a song you've had in the archives for a while, but are you going to be releasing some new music soon?
Yeah, in 2017, I'm going to be looking
fantastic
to release new stuff.
Are you going to put another EP out, or is it going to be...
I'm debating at the moment what I'm going to do, but I've got lots of new songs to
exciting.
To
so yeah. we should keep following you and finding out. It's at Thos Music, isn't it? We can find you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And we're going to be watching your new music that you're going to be putting out, plus Old Blue Last is coming up December 14th, so if you guys are in London, you need to go and check this guy out, because you're very sort of hypnotising when you sing.
Thank you.
It was very amazing to watch you just then. Before we go, I want to play a quick game with you. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Yep. Desert Island Dicks.
This is where I send you to a desert island and I get you to pick the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck there with.
The worst possible song?
Yeah. That is Thos's Desert Island Dicks. So what would Thos's Desert Island Dick be?
For me, it's going to have to be Peter Andre, Mysterious Girl.
Oh, very good choice. That's actually never been chosen before.
Really?
I'm
surprised.
I'm really impressed with that. Although I personally really enjoy that song.
Well, the music video looks like it was filmed on a desert island as well, so I couldn't
deal
with...
True, so it's actually very fitting.
I couldn't deal with Peter Andre strutting around all the way.
Perhaps I'll send Peter Andre there with you as well, just as an extra little treat. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us on your show. Can you introduce your brand new single for us?
Of course. My name's Thos, and this song is called Submarine.
Woo! Thank you so much.
When will you understand? I keep you from breathing, held in both of my hands. Tell me you need me more.
stars to see. Maybe you'll harden. I am a submarine. In your subconscious, I'm deep in thoughts. I'm deep in thoughts. What do you come here for? Hiding out in the echoes. You're prepared to ignore. Let them detect.
I love bagels.
Same.
My boyfriend loves them too.
What a guy.
Get a witness. A oh, amen. Amen. Amen, child.
We wanted to incorporate them in bed. We stacked four bagels and put them on his hard dick. By the time I got to the second one, I was so aroused and excited that my teeth missed the bagel and went straight for his head. We haven't tried again. How do I explain to him that I'll be more careful next time and want bagels wrapped around his dick again?
Why?
Every Wednesday,
Payne Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I'm very excited to have the one and only Maxi Jazz on the line right now. One third of the most successful electronic act in the world, Faithless. And he's going to be talking to us about his brand new album that he's done with Maxi Jazz and the E-Type Boys. A funk and blues inspired album called Simple Not Easy. How's it going, Maxi?
It's going very well. Thank you very much indeed for asking.
Thanks for coming on the show. It's great to hear from you.
That's nice to be here. Honestly, it's great.
So let's kick off by having a little chat about your new project. How did you get involved with Maxi Jazz and the E-Type Boys?
Well, it was kind of a bit of a long, drawn-out process, really. I started writing songs on guitar maybe about sort of 8-9 years ago.
Wow.
And really didn't take it seriously until maybe about 4 years ago. And I said, hold on, I've got 7 or 8 here. And really nothing to do with my time. Why don't I try and sort of finish them off and make something of them? And kind of here we are as a result of that, really.
And now you've got the album Simple Not Easy, which is out now. And you can stream it on Spotify and buy it on iTunes. Talk us through the album, because it's very funk and blues inspired, but it's got loads of sort of influences and elements in it. What does it mean to you? What are the sort of influences for you on the album?
Well, I kind of recognise them after the fact, if you like.
Yeah.
Insofar as, you know, you'll find, generally I'll find a chord that I really like and I think, ooh, that's nice. And I'll try and make something of it, you know, like find some other chords that go with it and make a riff, and from a riff, hopefully a song. And I guess simply because when I pick up the electric guitar, you get a certain feeling, and I tend to drift back to those moments and those musical moments that that inspired me when I was a kid, when I was a teenager growing up, and it just seems to be quite a natural thing. I'm not trained enough musically to be able to say, right, I'm going to write a jazz tune today, or
yeah,
you know, I'm going to do this musically. I just sort of do what feels natural, and it comes out in this kind of odd way.
Well, it's not odd because it sounds beautiful.
I'm glad you think so. You can come again.
I wanted to talk a bit about the album, Simple Not Easy, but also about how different it was to make. Because obviously, as you said, you've been working on this for years and actually just sort of creating the songs and then you put them together. But how different has it been sort of making your own music as opposed to what your work with Faithless?
As different can be, yeah. Insofar as with Faithless, I had absolutely nothing to do with the creation of the music. There was the only song that I ever sort of wrote first, if you like, was Mass Destruction, because the Iraq War was about to start and I was feeling bad about it, so I wrote some lyrics. And we were in the middle of doing Outrospective, and I said to them, well, look, I really want you to write me some music for these lyrics. But other than that, what would happen is the guys would come round to my house with a CD with six or seven tracks on that they'd been working on, and like, okay, Maxie, this is one track we've been working on. It's a bit hip hoppy, and it kind of reminds me of a sort of a wet, rainy Monday morning. So maybe some lyrics along those lines. So I would always essentially write my lyrics to tunes that had already been half made.
Yeah.
Whereas with the E-Type Boys, I've pretty much had to write every note of the music, and then guide the musicians as to how I want it played, and it's basically all mine, if you like. So it's a completely different thing. Whereas with Rollo and Blissey, with Faithless, I'd go into the studio, do my thing, and then leave.
So it's a totally different experience, I guess.
Oh, completely, yeah. With the U-Type Boys, I'm sort of there morning to night. I'm worrying about arrangements, I'm worrying about hotel rooms, I'm worrying about everything.
Yeah. You're doing the whole thing. And you're off on tour as well. You're going to go, you're playing three dates at Ronnie Scott's, and then you're off to Manchester and Glasgow. You're going to be there 29th, 30th and the 1st of December. So that's 29th and the 30th of this month, and then the 1st of December. Are you looking forward to getting this album played out live?
That is exactly what we've all been waiting for, really, as a band, is to be able to go out and do shows. And because it's Ronnie's and it's a bit of a super gig, I've decided we're going to bring the horn section down, so the kick horns are going to be coming to Ronnie's to play along.
Wow.
With us, and there's going to be, wait, hold on, 13 of us on stage.
Oh my gosh, that is going to be incredible.
I'll tell you what, we had our first rehearsal with the kick horns yesterday, and I swear, with the first song, everybody was grinning so hard. It was almost impossible. It's really hard to sing when you're grinning like that.
You need to almost get all the grinning out before...
Get it under control, it's going to be amazing, I'm telling you now.
And Ronnie Scott's is such an iconic venue in itself anyway, so it's going to be even more exciting with all this extra that you've got coming down.
Well, particularly because I did a residency at Ronnie's in, my goodness, wait, 2000, it was either 2004 or 5, and I was playing with Jason Ribello's band. What am I? It was 2004. So I'm sorry, 1994 or 1995.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was rapping with Jason Ribello, and he had a jazz trio, and myself and Joy Rose as vocalists. And we did a Monday to Friday residency. I might be the first rapper that's ever had a residency in Ronnie Scott, so I might not, but I think I am.
Wow.
But in my wildest imaginings, I would never have envisaged returning 21 years later, do you mind, with your own band, playing your own songs and then singing and playing your own songs. It's just like, what?
That is incredible. So it's a real moment for you, not just because
really
of the music, but for the venue and the sort of memories and everything.
Absolutely. It's sort of... you know, I think life is kind of a moment-by-moment affair. You know what I mean? You kind of lurch from one amazing moment to another, or one really rubbish moment to another. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And so, certain things do resonate more than more than others. And going back to Ronnie Scott's, where my mum and dad came and see, to see me play for the first time ever in their lives.
Wow.
Going back 21 years later with your own band, and it's just, yeah, it's something else.
You've got a real emotional connection with the venue as
well. Yeah, completely. Well, a lot of venues in London, I have an emotional connection.
And
a lot of
imagine.
Them have been closed down or refurbished, renovated, he said in inverted commas. But yeah, there are a few that are still the same as they always were, and Ronnie's is almost one. It's had a little bit of renovation, but it's still there.
Still there, still going strong. And on that note, how did you feel about the news that Fabric was not closing and it is actually going to be staying open?
Well, thank goodness. the world has been on its head for quite a while, and it seems like it's going even more upside down than before. But so let's be grateful for small mercies and little victories.
100%. Wise words, Maxi. Wise words indeed. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. Before you go, I play a little game on my show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this
Desert
game...
Desert Island Dick. Oh dear, what am I letting myself in for here?
Don't worry, it's not as bad as it sounds, I promise. In this game, I send you to a desert island on your own, and I make you pick the track that you could... not imagine how bad it would be to be stuck with this awful, awful track on this desert island. So the worst track imaginable, and it can be a song you once liked, perhaps you just can't bear to listen to it anymore, you just can't imagine being stuck with it on a desert island. So Maxi Jazz, what would be your desert island dick?
Oh my god, you know, I really don't think about songs that I don't like very much. Give me a second. All right, so my favourite Faithless song ever was Crazy English Summer by Zoe Johnston. So, probably Tarantula by Faithless.
Really?
No, my Desert Island Dick would be the entirety of, what's that bloody album that I hate? What is it? To All New Arrivals.
Really?
I can't bear that fucking album, drives me mad.
Well, you're lucky because for this extra special, because you're an extra special guest, I'll send you to the desert island with the entire album. Usually I only send us just the one song, but you're lucky enough to have the entire album. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. Everybody needs to go and get the new album, Simple Not Easy, Maxi Jazz and the E-Type Boys. We're going to be playing Bitter Love now. Maxi,
bless
it's been
you,
a total,
you.
Total pleasure to have you on Fubar Radio.
Thanks. We've got a single coming out. Next single is Change Our Destiny.
Wicked. Change Our Destiny is out soon. And also, you can get the album right now. Go and check them out at Ronnie Scott's. It's going to be an extraordinary event happening 29th, 30th and the 1st of December. Cheers. Thank you so much, Maxi.
How kind. Thank you.
You don't see me, babe. I'm a
Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
I'm pretty sure there's some like dishwasher tablet or like some kind of soap that smells of cum. I was in a restaurant recently and I was like drinking out of the glass and it smelt of cum. The smell of cum is gross, but when you're in like a sexy situation, it's cum and sweat and vagina juices and like everything. Oh. And it's all in one and you don't really smell it because you're just turned on and you're just wah! But when you're in a non-sexual situation and you smell cum,
oh yeah,
what the fuck?
Every Wednesday,
The Hannah Whitten Show,
from 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
She got a shake a little something,
shake a little something.
Ooh, throwing that thing from left, right, side to side. She gotta have her own money.
She got her own money.
Oh yeah. Shout out to the girls that pay their rent on time. If you ain't here to party, take your ass back home. If you get it naughty, baby, here's my phone. Slide with your boy to the bar. Slide with your boy to the car. I've been searching everywhere and now here you are. Ooh, junkie. Looking for them girls with the big old hoops that drop it down in Daisy Dukes.
I wanna get down.
Yeah, them the ones I'm tryna recruit. I'm looking at you, yeah, you, baby.
Baby,
now let me hear you say you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh yeah, girl, you better have your hair weave strapped on tight. 'Cause once we get going, we rolling, we'll cha-cha till the morning. So just say alright.
Into FUBAR Radio. That was Bruno Mars's brand new one, Chunky. I'm joined in the studio by Billy.
Hello.
From Arcaves, who joined us a few weeks ago. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Look, what have you done with the rest of the band?
Made them get jobs.
You've killed them all, haven't you?
Yeah, basically killed them with work.
Killed them with work. That's a good way to die, I think, with work.
It is. I think everyone's trying to do it.
As long as work is making the music, which is what you guys have been doing since we last... What have you been up to since we last saw you?
We've just put out our second single, Out of the Blue, which is going down really well. Spent loads of days filming a video for that.
Yeah, the video's sick. I want to hear all about that.
Like it. It was great. It was like... body-destroyingly brilliant.
Yeah.
I think I was up for like 3 22-hour days in a row.
That seems to be how it works with the video.
Yeah. It was just
vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was really good. The director, we kind of just took it upon ourselves just to get everything sorted ourselves and not ask for any help.
Amazing.
And then, and then shout at everyone for not helping. Everyone's like, what do you even have to do? And I was like, you should know everything I have to do.
So but, it was a stressful couple of days, but it came out beautiful.
It came out great, yeah. It was colour graded by the people, the good people at NPC, who I didn't know who they were at first, but they did all Pirates of the Caribbean and Marvel and all stuff like that.
Big time.
Yeah, great.
So who came up with the idea?
It was kind of myself and Sam. We just wanted to... We wanted to have the video reflecting like dating at the moment, you know, in the kind of amongst our generation and how kind of ephemeral relationships and people coming in and out of your life is. But we wanted to do it in a way from the woman's perspective that wasn't kind of pointing a finger and going like, look at you with all of these partners.
Yeah.
So we just asked loads of like really switched on and like woken, you know, women and people that we knew, just to kind of say, what's your opinion on this? Are we doing it in the right way?
Yeah.
So we don't want to do it in a way that's just going like, oh, this is just sexual, you know, all of this. We want to do it in a way of like, you know, this is just the journey of this girl. And so we kind of, I think it came across well. And we had this really good idea of like filming, doing all of the seasons just from one perspective. So we had like the autumn leaves and then we had fake snow and rain and stuff like that. But You'll get it if you see the video.
Is that what Out of the Blue is about as well?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the song's just about you know, just kind of exploring that and just like meeting as many different people, and that was the only thing we could really do the video about, really, because it was just we had the idea of maybe doing it like as a kind of narrative, but then just I think I'm kind of bored of narrative videos.
Because a lot of your other videos have had quite a strong
narrative,
yeah,
which is why I'm bored of narrative videos.
Understandably,
yeah,
I wanted just to kick it up and do something.
Yeah,
new.
That's it. Yeah, and Sam's just a really like good visionary, and he's got some amazing equipment, and he's got some really good ideas about how to kind of capture it. So yeah, we just thought we just needed to find a way of putting that across without paraphrasing the song.
Definitely. Yeah. And what's now you've got this track out? It's coming up to Christmas. What's up next for Archives?
We're going to do a little Christmas present. Which is kind of to do with the last show when we came in and did that cover, mystery cover, Archives Homework. But we're going to we filmed a video for that, so we're going to put that out.
I'm excited. You will send it to us, won't you?
Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting. And then maybe are you going to tour next year? What's the plans for 2017?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I think we're going to be going on the road in January and February, and then obviously doing festivals next summer.
Yeah. Of course, it's going to be a busy year for you, right?
Yeah. I want to get out to Sweden again as well.
Definitely.
Like, a lot. Sweden's calling us back.
Yeah. Well, it's the music capital right now. A lot of artists coming from Sweden and working in Sweden, making music and doing stuff there.
Yeah, it's great. It's really, really good.
Before you go, I think you're gonna have to choose a different song, because I think you guys played this last time, but it's always fun to play. In fact, should I get him to play our special one that we're gonna do? So, you know, last time you came, you played Desert Island Dicks.
Yeah, Desert Island Dicks.
I had prepared to play that again.
Oh, had you? Perfect. Yeah. Okay, so
I think do both.
Yeah,
but it's kind of like a weird take on it, though.
No, tell me, Billy from Archives is going to tell us his very extra special prepared Desert Island Dick.
I wanted to do future Desert Island Dicks.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Which is anything by Honey G. I feel like I'm not going to like it.
I really like that. That's
you know
the
I mean?
Future.
I don't want to like...
Honey G, your maker! Idiot. I feel sorry for saying that, but it is horrible.
That was intense.
That was intense.
I didn't even know that was happening either.
Neither did I.
I just randomly saw it.
She's actually very well prepared. She didn't even know you were going to say that. She just has Honey G clips.
In what universe is that relevant? That like just, clip. You're like, I
was ready to go.
Oh, she's always got Honey G clips ready to go. Actually, Nat has this weird talent of having the clip I need at all times.
Really?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
I often wonder that when I listen to the radio. I'm just like, they're so prepared. Sean Keaveney on Six Music has the best. He must have
No, I have
clips.
The best clips.
No, actually, I was wrong. He has the second best.
Yes, thank you.
Clips,
and another one is a special, extra special Christmas Desert Island Dick.
Okay.
So this involves picking the Christmas song that you can't imagine being stuck with on a desert island. So Billy, on behalf of Archives, what would be your Christmas Desert Island Dick?
The one that goes rubba bum 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 da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da I'm getting there.
Wish you could be home for Christmas.
Christmas.
actually, no, I like that song.
Oh, no, okay, you've changed your mind. You've done full 360 there for it being the worst song you could imagine to then I sung actually it, the best song.
And I was like, this is the best song ever.
Okay, so you need to give another option.
Right, okay. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Okay, I'm upset by your choice, but I will deal with it.
Really?
Mariah Carey is the queen of music, so I don't know how to help
or
you
is,
there.
Or is Honey G. Or is Honey G.
You cannot compare Honey G to Mariah Carey.
There we go.
Or can you? Thank you so much, Billy, for coming to have a chat with us. You were going to play your new single now. Everybody go and get it because it's out now. Can you introduce it for us?
Yes, it's called Out of the Blue by Arcade.
Woo!
Presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy,
and we are joined by the Godfather.
What's happening, my brother?
Yes, man, Rodney P in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Should give a new name other than hip hop because that mumble mouth thing is not what we do.
Yeah, the mumble rap.
A mumble rap. Dumble. Yeah. Never did. 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 The jungle.
But fuck the police because
it was a big one, bro.
That's it. Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
from 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Bass. I'm a swagger man, rolling in my swagger van from the People's Republic of Swaggerstan. I don't need any audition. I just
politician. Yeah, history's just a competition. Do you wanna sign my petition? It's for the people with dedication. Some people leave off out tight vacations. Refugees learn about patience. Sometimes I have many visions. I don't even need a religion. I'm a new frontier, horizons. Yeah, sell this shit to the thousands. Even aliens see the presentation. Yeah, tune up the dial on the station. And think of me, satellite Tarzan. And I'm swinging this beat, salvation. It on the phone. If you don't catch it, then baby, I'm gone. Send me your money and I'll send you my song. What you get is perfect, it took me lifelong. Lara Croft the stuff when it comes to my stuff. She's made up, I'm real, that's enough. Dinosaurs died out and I'm still strong. A little bit of fun, yeah, I don't see it wrong. But something so good, yeah, I've waited too long. I rate that button just to play this song. Whose world is this? The world is mine, so bring it on.
Favourite MIA, Freedom featuring Zayn. You can catch my interview with her on the FUBAR YouTube channel. I'm very, very pleased to be joined by Marie Dahlstrom in the studio right now. She's just dropped her brand new single Home Tonight and her EP 0.0 is out tomorrow.
Yes.
You must be feeling very excited.
Yeah, I really am. I think, you know, I just really wanted to have some kind of project to wrap up the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought all these songs that I've been putting out, and you just want to like put it together and then start fresh for like 2017.
Yeah, so. Which is exciting as well, because we have this tomorrow and then we have more to look forward to in 2017,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, first, let's talk a bit about Home Tonight, because that's your latest single.
Yeah.
Where did this come from? What's the inspiration behind the track?
So Home Tonight, I just made with like two of my friends, and we were just in the studio, we were just like vibing, and I did the little piano theme, and it just came like very natural, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just don't even think of what the song should be about, and
yep.
It just happens, and it was one of those songs. And sometimes that's just that, like, tend to be the best, if you know what I mean.
100%, like the natural sort of progression into a song.
Exactly, and we were just sitting, and Kiara, my friend, did something, and I did something, and then actually I made it, I think, maybe over a year ago or something. So Astrid and I, we've been working on it, like, I said, oh, we should keep working on this song, because it's actually quite nice, and then yeah. we added things, and we went into the studio again, and... So it was like a growing kind of track.
And you're living in London right now, but you're from just outside of Copenhagen in Roskilde. We were just talking about where yeah. Roskilde is. Roskilde,
yeah.
Yeah, the festival, which yeah. everyone I'm sure has heard of. Tell us a bit about the transition, because actually there's a lot of incredible artists coming out, Danish artists coming out right now. So it's an exciting time for us to be hearing Danish artists, because you guys have got something special going yeah. on.
Well, that's good to know.
How is it, the transition to living in London from Roskilde?
Oof. It was like bang on. I just yeah. left straight from like living from, you know, with my parents yeah. and like going to school in Copenhagen, and then I graduated and I had like auditioned for some different music conservatories over here, and mm-hmm. I was like, okay, went here, got accepted, and then just moved.
Wow.
And then I just lived here ever since. So I did like all my studies and university stuff and all that here. So it kind of feels like my home, because yeah. it's my whole adult life I've been here. So.
Well, it is your home. Like yeah. anywhere that you feel is your home is your home. And
exactly.
we're very happy to have you
yeah.
making music and doing fun stuff. So your track was premiered by Line of Best Fit as well.
Yeah, I love Line of Best Fit. Such a good blog.
Well, it's an incredible thing for us as well, as, you know, music fans. They are really good at picking great music.
I know. I think it's such a good... I really like the design and the music that
it's
they
very
feature.
Cool.
And it's just like such an awesome blog.
I think that's as well for an artist to feel that about who premieres their track. It's mm. really important.
It's so important. And, you know, it's kind of like a hard thing to find a good premiere and to
yeah.
find someone that you agree with otherwise as well, you know, because it's also just about like, do you like the blog? Do you like what you read on the blog?
Yeah.
So it's like a two-way thing, you know.
That's really cool. How did that come about?
So I'm working with Liberty Music,
yeah.
a really, really good company. And we just like send out the tracks. And then they've also been running some interviews on me and featured like some of my other tracks. So
oh,
I think
cool.
they're just like following
they
my journey.
They just picked it up.
Yeah.
Wicked. That's so cool.
Mm.
What would you say that's your favourite song on the EP? Or do you have a favourite song on 0.0?
I do, actually. And it's called The Way. It's actually the one that's not a single. That's
oh,
my favorite
interesting.
Song.
So yeah. you're keeping that back. You're letting people find that organically.
Yeah, it's just like a nice little jam sometimes, like... Yeah, I made it when I was in Japan.
Yeah.
And I just got like a session with this American producer called Marcus D.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we were just like sitting with this beautiful view over Tokyo, and we made this little track, and it was just like a nice experience. So when I think of that track, I think of like sitting there in Tokyo
oh,
looking
wow.
out on everything, and it was awesome.
That's so that's nice as well, because it's not just a story behind the song. It's like the actual creation process was
yeah.
was enjoyable.
And also my favorite thing about making music is actually creating it, like being in the studio and all that, like
yeah.
and in my own zone with it. That's why like that's what I really love about it.
What would you say your musical influences are, or who they are, if there are people?
I think like so one of my favorite artists of all time is like Music Soulchild. I love him.
Yeah.
I never get tired of his voice, and he's just amazing. And I think like a female voice is probably Liz Wright. She's
oh,
like
yeah.
a jazz singer, and she's just so amazing. So these are definitely big influences for me.
That's exciting. And also, so tell us a bit about so you've obviously releasing 0.0 tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then when can we expect the next... I know it's a bit early to be talking about the next EP, but you did just hint that next year we might be getting another one. So will it be another EP next year?
It will definitely be another EP next year.
And what about live? Are you going to be getting out there and performing these tracks?
Yep. I will have my headline show.
Wow.
On the 27th of January. So you're the first guys hearing it. So it's a,
wow,
yeah,
that's
yep.
so exciting. Do you know where it's going to be yet?
It's going to be... Oh no! I hope I'm not saying it wrong, but St. James's Church? Is that
yeah,
me?
Yeah, yeah.
yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Amazing. That is so exciting. Is that your first headline show in the UK?
Yeah, actually this.
Wow. And it's on the 28th?
27th.
27th of January. Right, everyone needs to go and check Marie out at that
show.
It's
going to be so nice, you know, because it's a church and I really want to focus on like all my harmony arrangements that I do in the songs, you know, and try
yeah.
to make that like come to life. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, we'll definitely come down and check you out.
Please do.
Before you go... We play a game on our show.
Yeah.
And it's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
In this game, I send you to a desert island and I make you pick the worst possible song you could imagine being stuck on this desert island with. Now, it can be a song that you maybe... I think you've already got it, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of one already.
Oh, yes. So, Maria Dahlström, tell me what your Desert Island Dick would be.
I think it would be that one that was a really big hit at some point. Like, oh.
What is that? What is that? Oh my god. Honestly, if I touch, there you want. Yeah, if you want to know her, there ain't another one, no other lover.
That's the one. Oh no.
Oh my god, what the fuck is that?
I tried to find the name. I don't even know who did it.
It's 90s. It's Amy.
No, it's not her. Definitely not her.
It's
a girl with this like straight brown hair, and she's like in jeans in the video. If you want me
to stay,
it is Amy. It is Amy. Yeah,
really.
Oh, it is Amy.
Yeah. What's it called?
She's good though. Otherwise, though.
Yeah, but you can still like her music, but find a song irritating as hell.
I just think that. It just gets you.
Okay.
The other thing would be having my own songs on repeat. That would be very fucked up too.
That is, I think, Maxi from Faithless we just had on, and he said the same thing.
Yeah.
He chose his entire album.
I know, that would be just, I wouldn't want to hear my own voice so much.
Marie, definitely. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. 0.0 is out tomorrow, so everybody go and get it.
Yes,
it's going to be incredible. We're going to play your newest single, Home, tonight, which is incredible as well. Can you introduce it for us?
So here is Home Tonight by Marie Dahlstrom.
Yeah!
Yes!
I saw you before anything else in the room. Is it true? I gotta see what you can do. It's been some time since this even crossed my mind. Must be the night, or maybe it's just you. 'Cause I can feel it, the way you take over my mind. Must be why I need a minute. And now I feel it, I know that I've been running blind until tonight. Oh, I need a minute. 'Cause I get this feeling, and now I know the reason why. You are the reason I won't make. I saw you before I knew what we were going through. The station foo, what we dreaming was the truth. Anyway, it really felt like a good escape. Must be the days, or maybe it's just you. 'Cause I can feel it, the way you take over my mind. Must be why, oh, I need a minute. And now I feel it, I know that I've been running blind until tonight. Oh, I need a minute, yeah, yeah.
Not the reason why I'm here.
presents
Joey Page. Justin Bieber stormed off stage because the crowd was screaming at him. He said, can you relax for 2 seconds? If we could just scream after the song.
This guy makes me
sick. And scream
after
it's done. Take a chill pill and let me just speak. I don't feel like I'm being heard sometimes. It's a bit frustrating.
Oh my God, it must be so frustrating to have 50,000 people screaming at you. All right, on that, actually, it's not a bad time to have done that, because that is really annoying, to be fair. Sorry, Justin, I take it all back.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page,
from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose. Me and Nat are just having a little petite giggle behind the scenes. That was Radio Silence by James Blake.
Yeah.
Not a brand new song, but a song that I felt that I needed to play today.
Good song.
Hi, James. Oh. I once ate dinner next to him in a Mexican restaurant in Brixton.
Good story.
I was like, oh, there's James Blake.
What did he eat?
That was the end of the story. I think he ate a burrito.
Oh, lovely. Good one, James.
I may have made that up. So we've had such a busy show. I don't even know what's going on. Thank you so much to Tom Grennan for coming on. Obviously, Maxi Jazz of Faithless. Marie, who just came. What a total babe. Marie Dahlstrom. Palace for the pre-record. Thos and also Billy from Our Caves. Mm. What a show.
Big show.
Thank you to the FUBAR team for organising all the guests. No thanks to Jacob for being a dick.
No, as usual.
I'd just like to call Jacob a dick on the show because I'm just testing whether he's listening.
He will be. He'll be tweeting in just a second.
He'll be crying, doing the crying emoji loads. Also, we're going to do a bit of music news and reviews now.
Yeah, we are.
Music news and reviews.
Holla at your boy.
Didn't even look at what number it was. I just pressed it. See that? Got it.
Oh, you, do you know what it is, guys? It's that basically Nat was on a little break last week, and Adam stood in for her, and she's a little bit nervous because Adam did a great job.
He did a brilliant job. Also changed the entire cartwheel. So
changed
I don't know
all
where
of Nat's things
are.
Around, but Nat's also trying to re-establish her production.
Exactly.
You know, she doesn't want to be overtaken by Adam.
Watch your back, Adam.
You better watch your back, Adam. Although I love you. So
oh, I
if that goes away so. Again, please help me. So on today's music news and reviews, we obviously have to touch on Kanye West. Oh, I have had a tweet from Jacob.
Right, what's Jacob saying?
He said, let's keep this friendship alive. Wow. I don't know if I want to, Jacob.
Do you want
to
block him?
I've already blocked him.
Okay, fine.
I've blocked him. Let's keep this friendship alive, please and thanks. At least he's polite.
Yeah, that's true.
I love you really, Jacob. Please make sure the next time I see you, you're wearing a polo neck with a high neck.
No, no.
So Kanye West has had to cancel the entirety of his St. Pablo tour due to being unwell.
Mm.
He's been taken to hospital and no one's really sure what's going on, but our thoughts are with him.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they were saying initially it might be sleep deprivation, but I was just looking then and it's saying his condition might be worse than suspected, and he's certainly going to be there for Thanksgiving in
hospital. Awful, awful. Also in the news, as we spoke to Maxi earlier about this, Maxi Jazz of Faithless, Fabric has not been closed. It's been reopened, all thanks to, well...
Good jobby.
Yes! All thanks to you at home, those who signed the petition, and also Sadiq Khan, who spearheaded the Get Back at Save Fabric t-shirts, which I think raised money for the campaign. They put out a statement on Fabric, which has said how hugely thankful they are to everybody. And so to all the different people who've stepped in and physically done something about it. So I think they probably had a lot of big-time musicians getting into contact with the government on that one. So they ended it with, so thank you all. Without the strength of your backing, this would not have happened. You saved Fabric. Aww.
That's so good.
It's lovely. It's really lovely. The Weeknd is going to be bringing out his own film.
Oh, okay.
Called Manic. What's... He dropped the promo on his Twitter on Monday after the AMAs.
A proper full-length
film?
Yeah,
feature film.
Is he in it with anybody else? Is it just him?
I don't even know if he's in it.
Oh, okay.
We don't know anything about it.
Right.
I'm assuming he's in it, though.
Yeah, probably.
He
likes
to be in his own stuff.
Sure.
E-Class and Young Popper. I was drawing attention to these two. Oh my God. So Young Popper is 11 and they've become a viral sensation because they both rap, their brothers, and they rap with each other, and it's incredible.
Oh wow.
Also, if anyone's not checked out that little boy who raps to Drake and then meets Drake, please go Google that because it's incredible. OK Go released their brand new video, which was shot in 4.2 seconds this morning in collaboration with Morton Salt. It's a... very visual. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, Nat, it's going to blow your mind. Because we all know OK Go from their original video where they...
Here we go again, where they're on the treadmills.
There she is.
Yeah.
And this one supports a campaign called Walk Her Walk. Now, this is interesting, and I wanted to talk about it because it's all about supporting charities on Charity Tuesday after, because it's Black Friday tomorrow and Cyber Monday. So the idea is after all these sales, you should do something on Tuesday to give back. Yeah. In any way you can. And this charity, hashtag Walk Her Walk, they're supporting four different people who are the heads of organisations alongside, and this video is in collaboration with it. And I'll just give you a quick bit of info. Hayley Thomas, who's 15, started a charity Happy organisation when she was 12, all about food health for kids. Adrash Alphones started Project Art, which is about making public libraries into spaces for free art classes. Seth Maxwell, empowering students to bring solutions to global water crisis. And Blair, who is serving adolescent refugee girls through mentoring educational programmes and leadership. Doing amazing stuff.
Mm.
So please go and check out the actual reason behind the video, hashtag Walk Her Walk from Morton Salt. OK Goes, it's sick.
So is it a song or a video?
It's a new song.
But it's a four-second song.
So it's 4.2 seconds long and they've slowed it down.
So it was shot in 4.2 right. seconds. In the beginning of the video, you see the length of the video, and okay. then it is mind blowing. It is so good. Also, I was part of something really incredible last week, which I wanted to talk about. And it's a campaign that Amnesty International are running called I Welcome. But we did a very secret video on... I did talk about it, I think, last week on the show, but I couldn't really say anything. Last Friday, where we... Sydney, Nairobi, London and Mexico did a live broadcast where we got... we talked a lot about the refugee crisis and most predominantly about how all... Pretty much all refugees do not want to be away from their country and they do not want to be in another country where they don't know anyone, they don't have any family, they don't have any friends... all their possessions. And it was all about, we got half the participants were refugees and half of them were United Kingdom residents, and we got them to stare at each other for 4 minutes. It's like a psychological experiment all about learning to get to know someone, and it was just really important and talking about how we should welcome people into our country. We've only welcomed 8,000 out of 21 million people who've had to flee their homes. So go and take a look at it and support it. Please share it, because it's really important that everybody understands that these people are fleeing for their lives. They're not fleeing because they want to. And sorry, rant over, guys.
I agree.
I just wanted to tell everyone a bit about that. Also, completely separate news, Gem, the otherwise known as three of the Spice Girls, Jerry, Mel B and Emma's song has leaked. For Her is available to listen to. I love it. The press are like, we will not be sharing the song on our site, but you can just Google it and find it. They're like, oh no, we're really morally like not going to share this song, but actually you can just go listen to it wherever you want.
Yeah.
So what do we think of it, Nat? You hate it, don't you?
I don't hate it. I do really like the Spice Girls.
That's the answer to my question. I just like the Spice Girls.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I think.
Do
it's
you
because,
like Gem though?
I feel like I need a couple more songs to see if I'm going to like them. Or maybe a few more.
I think you're right. Maybe we need to listen to it again and again and again. But also, maybe it's not the right version of the song.
Oh, maybe. Maybe they're just going to zhuzh it up a bit before they get it out.
Just a quick zhuzh.
Yeah, just a little zhuzh on the song.
In celebration of this fact, we also there's a thing going on at the moment online where people are trying to get the 20 years ago this year, Two Become One, Spice Girls was number one for Christmas.
I do like that. Let me tell
which
you.
We all like. Yes, we all like love a bit of that. So we want to support this campaign, actually. And so we are... going to play Two Become One as our last request today. It's going to be the last track of the day. We are not here next week.
No.
But we're going to be recording an extra special video to be going out the beginning of next week. So stay tuned for that. Thank you to everybody, all of our fantastic guests for today. We'll be releasing lots of videos. So go to the FUBAR Radio Facebook to find out more and download the podcast after we've finished. Because why not?
Absolutely do it and listen back.
Okay, everybody, we'll catch you in 2 weeks' time. This time in 2 weeks.
December, it'll be Christmas.
Oh my fucking God, it'll be Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Let's work.